Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. This is going to be a real easy half an hour for me because it's my pleasure to have actually another radio rock star and webstream rock star, Asara Lovejoy, on the line. Welcome, Asara.
Hi, Zara. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. You're just a natural with this, I know. Well, let me give a brief introduction for those who may not know of this wonderful woman. Asara launched her powerful book, The One Command, as a cutting-edge self-help program in the field of human consciousness. Her seminars also have received tremendous favorable response from around the world. Asara has gone from personally being down and out to leading the field in a different approach to living, an approach that has brought success to her and the folks who are discovering the simple yet powerful results of thinking in theta. As Asara will shortly share with us, this is not wishful thinking, but asking the right questions, then going into the theta brainwave, the brainwave that successful athletes, the wealthy, and the contented leverage, just to mention a few, and then commanding a result. Asara is a new voice on the block, one with a completely new approach for our personal development, one that reveals the power of your own brain and your great intelligence that is biologically hardwired right within you. Her Commanding Wealth Circles program is active in every continent in the world. So welcome from Seattle and to the show.
Hi, Zara. That was fabulous. Now, I guess there's nothing left for me to say. You just said it all.
Oh, no. We got to fill up 20 minutes. Here we go. Well, Asara, share right out of the hoop this story of how it was you came to this self-revelation and now, you know, giving birth to this really a movement out there around the One Command.
Well, one of the things that is important is to realize that we have come to a new place in our own thinking in the world, that we have changed, evolved, matured, and we have science now that is catching up with consciousness. The science that is catching up with consciousness proves what we have the capacity to do in our own thinking, in our own biology, and our own neurology. And the experience of going into the theta brainwave started for me back in the late 70s and early 80s with a wonderful man who's no longer on the planet, Jack Schwartz. And he was hooked up with the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Elmer Green, the Menninger Foundation, and they tested him for physiological results of his physical activity while in the theta brainwave. And they did these really sophisticated tests, like sticking a sailor's needle through his biceps and watching it on a movie camera.
Mm-hmm, right.
Yeah, what he was hooked up with the EEG meter and the galvanic skin response. And nothing changed. His heart rate didn't change. He didn't sweat. And within 3 days, the wounds that they also put on his arms from cigarettes were healing within 3 days. And they went around the world, and they found other people that were practicing going into the theta brainwave while consciously awake. And one of the examples was in the Tibetan mountains, where they found some monks that were literally sitting in 25 feet of snow, and they could increase their body heat to such an extent. They're sitting barefoot in little cotton shifts, and they are able to melt the snow around them. So here is this physical capacity that we have within our own biology and our own neurology that a few were exemplifying early on. Now what we've discovered in my simple process of taking 6 steps to go into the theta brainwave consciously while awake in just moments is based on Jack's training of the Tibetan eye roll. And we are connected with our eye muscles to our brain. So we use a little imagery to go up, look up underneath our closed eyelids, and as we're looking up, taking a metaphor of traveling out into the universe, and literally we are shifting our brainwave in that moment into that lower field of theta. And the simple syntax sentence of the One Command, I don't know how, that's the beginning of the command. And I ask people, of course, when you're driving, don't close your eyes.
That's
but
right,
if you're listening at home, close your eyes just for a minute and just think of a negative thought. And then immediately, as you're thinking that negative thought, just mentally say, I don't know how.
Right.
And there's a pattern interrupt in our negative thinking, because we know every self-help book out there and every program of potentiality for our human consciousness has the same message: stop our negative thinking and think positively. And, of course, what's been the missing piece to all of that knowledge is how to do it. And so I discovered this link through my own moment of my dark night of the soul. I had studied with Jack. I'd taken other courses dealing with the theta brainwave. But when I was in that moment of just a devastating loss, where I was going to lose everything that I had invested in, I had designed, I had created, and I fell to my knees, I went up into the theta brainwave and received this program of the six steps and the one command, which shifted me immediately into what I call our greater intelligence and our greater capacity. And it's a new way of thinking and being in the world to be able to realize that what I say over and over again, Zara, is that many people are tuned into universal consciousness or to God consciousness or to their effects of prayer, and all of that works. But what we're not tuned into is knowing that each one of you, each one of us, has this super intelligence that's ours before we go into the universal intelligence and the God consciousness. And that's basically what my message is to the world, is that you can exercise going consciously into another portion of your intelligence and become operational in that just as easily as you are in what we call our ordinary beta consciousness every day, and analytical, that part of us that has that argument every time we want to do something great.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. Yep. Oh, no, you're not good enough to do that. You tried that before and you failed, you know?
Exactly. Yes, no. Oh, should I take another job in the corporation? Shall I move jobs? Shall I become an entrepreneur? How do I want to take myself out into the world and express myself? Relationships, family systems, this affects everything. And we only have 20 minutes. So I just want to say, first of all, that people can come visit my website, asara.com, asara.com. And I also have a gift that I always give out when I'm on the radio, and it's radiogift.asara.com. And on that radio gift, there'll be information on the three most important beliefs you have to be a success, and a couple of other little bonuses. So you might want to check in on that and find out more in depth about how you can learn to do this yourself.
Well, as you think about how you've structured your book and the training and the seminars, I mentioned in the introduction, of course, that you have circles around the world. And is this people that have adopted and come to learn and come in your training, and it's created this movement? How exciting for you.
I know it is. Well, I have another website, commandingwealth.com, and my first book, The One Command, I'm working on my second one. That's why I say the first one.
There you go.
When I published it, the focus was, because the economy was not doing so well, the focus was on our belief system around financial wealth and independence and how we can get out of a poverty cycle, how we can break the debt cycle. And the book is a series of stories of people using the simple process of going into that greater intelligence of theirs and commanding a change and getting results. This is not affirmations. This is not law of attraction. What happens in the few moments that we have to share is to say that when you stop your negative thinking, you have this greater intelligence that has answers for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a simple process of engaging, when you're in a theta brainwave, with your subconscious programs. And neurologically, you de-link the old programs and you create space for the solutions and new ideas to arrive just as powerfully and become just as real as our filters of reality and our new ground of being as the ones we're running now that aren't really helping us, that aren't getting us what we want, that make us feel unsure about ourselves. And when you shift the neurology, biologically, the cells of your body follow, your DNA follows, and because we're masters creating our reality at every moment in the get-go,
right,
when you shift that belief system at that subatomic particle energy level, at the level of thought, at the level of biology, at the level of neurology, you now become a master of creating that, you know, of creating the good result that you're after. Because I just say, well, we're all masters already, and most of us have been masters of loss and masters of lack and masters of losing it all.
Right.
We've been masters of that, or masters of devastating relationships. Now we can use the same intelligence focused in a different direction and making this shift by a switch that shifts you into another reality-making mechanism that's yours.
I think the other piece
of it.
You have it. I think one way you can.
Am I making sense to you?
You make total sense to me.
Too much?
Oh, no, you're making total sense. I think what we might want to do is just draw a few analogies for people who may be on the other end of our listeners who have their eyebrows raised saying, you know, what are these two talking about? And that would be, you know, the simple experience we go through when we're sleeping. And that how sometimes, you know, particularly I find if I'm really wrestling with something in the real time, if I try to focus on it and in some way package it in a softer way right before I go to sleep, that lo and behold, in the course of my sleep, my subconscious is going to figure out how to repackage that package so that it's now a nice present when I wake up. In other words, I'll wake up perhaps with an answer.
Yeah.
Or a totally different approach, or even I'll wake up in the middle of the night. The key, though, is to be able to grab that journal or a piece of paper to write it down, because as you slumber back off, it might fade away into another pocket of those other thoughts, keeping it caged down.
Right.
So you're talking about, too, then, a technique that you can use real time, not just pull on your reserves when your subconscious is working while you're sleeping.
That's such a good point, because the theta brainwave is technically our sleep state, and we do enter into it at least three times into REM, rapid eye movement, deep theta sleep every night. And what's interesting is that, you know, the psychologists and all the those that study the brain and the neurology of the brain and the development of intelligence all say the same thing, that 98% of our decision-making mechanisms about reality are formed while we're in utero to 5 years old. And here's the piece that most people don't realize. During that time, during that age, every child is basically in theta, delta brainwaves. Now, there's four basic brainwaves, but those are the lowest, slowest fields of intelligence, is the theta, delta brainwave. So what that means is the repository of all of our ideas about reality. And in my book, I talk about the fact that, guess what? When we made a decision about reality, it was based on our environment of how we were raised and outside circumstances, and making the best choices we could when we were small, defenseless, powerless, and at the effect of others. When we carry that same decision point, when we continue that same decision point that we made when we were 4 years old up through our adult years, at 4 years old, it might be really satisfying and might be a smart strategy to hide when people get upset with you or if you thought you were in danger. But when you're an adult and you want to go become a speaker or stand in front of your corporation, or you have to engage in a sales, or you have to even communicate well with a partner in a relationship, and that program fires, it's a four-year-old that shows up, not the adult that shows up. The power of shifting that decision at 4 years old, that I call melting it, just melting the way in which that decision was made, opens up all of that old neurology and the way that was set inside the subconscious mind as a new field. Now you can write your new script. Oh, I see. I'm big now. It's safe to show up. It's safe to say what I want. It's safe to speak my truth. I'm listened to, and I'm well-received. I'm heard. And making those biological, neurological shifts just absolutely create a different result. And that's where we get lots of wonderful success stories of people joining in. We have a Commanding Wealth Yahoo group, and they just share story after story of how shifting that old concept of reality internally shifts the outside world for them, where they get what they want. And they get it in many different ways, quite quickly, or sometimes over a period of time. But emotionally, the basic best blessing of being in theta is that after you make a command, you come back, now you're relaxed and peaceful in your body. And
it comes very naturally with ease and grace then.
And the next natural step shows up rather than the old-fashioned effort of pushing the hard way. It's just a new way of living. That's what I say. It's a completely new way of living, and it's what we've all asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, if we could only have the answer to, well, now we have it.
Sarah, when did you know that you were onto something here? Was it, you know, your own life experiences you guided yourself through, or was it indeed some of those early on ahas through seeing others? And might you share a couple of those if you can best recall them?
Well, I say that I think we kind of come in with a nature and a mission for our life. And, mm-hmm. and I had this epiphany when I was 5 years old of popping up into God's eye. Because in church you hear God is everywhere,
right.
And I kept saying, well, if God's looking at me, it can only be that speck in the eye. Oh, gosh, it's even got to be smaller than that. And I kind of popped up into that eye when I was thinking that, laying in this field of grass, and ended up looking back down. And right then I had the epiphany that there were two worlds. There's the outside world of form, and there's the inside world of how we create reality. And that, by and large, most people get stuck in conforming to the outside form, and we're all good people and we're all doing it for the right reasons, but we're doing the wrong thing. And the reason is because if you look at the outside form of reality, it's very changeable.
Yeah, that's right.
The rules change. Every generation, the rules change as to what you're supposed to be focused on and how you're supposed to be living. And you know, what outside form are you living? Are you living Mideastern outside form, European outside form, American outside form? Because every culture has its own rules of the outside form. So I absolutely came to know that outside form not only is uncertain, it's not even real unless you agree to it.
Okay, I like that. Not real unless you agree.
Unless you agree to it, you know. And most of us have went about our lives just agreeing with that outside form. And when you come into saying, well, what if I was the person that originated the form? Mm-hmm. What would I want instead? What would I want to create for myself instead of a hard dog-eat-dog world where I had to worry about competition and people mistreating me and lying and cheating? What if I created a world that had an outside form of people supporting each other, coming into agreement with each other, having great conversations, being able to negotiate and get great results that supported everybody, and that it was easy? Now, just even if you just even hear those words and you tune into those words, I imagine that your body is going to have a physical reaction to just hearing that positive concept.
Oh, I felt my breathing pace slowed down. It just kind of got balanced when you said it.
Yes, and people will either come into comfort or they'll come into an argument with those words.
Yeah.
Because what we say we want, we don't believe we can have. And so we keep having what we are experiencing because we're agreeing to it. So I just, you know, say, hey, start disagreeing with your life, please.
I like that. In fact, start disagreeing with your life. And the other piece of it, and we've talked about this many times, and I had this work on me, is that oftentimes we're also focused on trying to get the answers, and we haven't spent time really on defining the quality questions.
Yeah.
So that's the one thing I hear you constantly through our conversation here. You're posing your thoughts in the form of a question. And so I know for me, example, when I first was starting my consulting company was, okay, now how do I go find the right clients? You know, mm-hmm. and I was thinking and Rolodexing and networking and all that. And it suddenly dawned on me one day that, no, I'm asking myself the wrong question. The question should be, how do the right clients find me?
Yeah.
And so that shifted me entirely to focus on a greater possibility, a greater field.
Absolutely. And if we're setting that up in the dynamic of the one command, I would look at it also from the worthiness of people finding you. So that looking outward and having hopes that you can do something noteworthy to get people to agree to your services or agree to your product or agree even emotionally to the kind of love you want to give them. That's hard work, and you can never figure it out because every person's going to be a variable. What if you had the quality inherent within you of, I am worthy to receive the money for my services, the recognition for my products, the love that is given to me? What if you had that as a neurological hookup biologically running that program, I am worthy to receive. Whoa. Now that just opens the door. I'll just give you a quick example of a coaching client that has already got a $1 million pet treat business. And we just did some commands on her receiving, because even though she started it from home business, develop it into a $1 million business, she wants to expand to a $30 million business. And she had a chance to go onto the Home Shopping Network. And so she was talking about, what she had to do and everything. And I said, listen, what you have to do right now is receive it. You're emotionally working really hard to get it, but what would happen if they said yes to you right this minute? Are you still going to argue with the universe that you have to work hard to go get it because you're so focused on getting it? Or are you ready to receive it?
Interesting. Sarah, we've got a call I'd like to bring up on the line. Dan, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you.
Excellent. What's your question for Sarah today?
I was wondering if Sarah has applied her research to people with attention deficit disorder or adult attention deficit disorder.
Great question.
Yes, thank you so much, Dan. It works really well because you're shifting with your eye movement by looking up underneath your eyes, underneath your closed eyelids. When you do that, you're using muscles that, like weightlifting, that you haven't used before.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hookup between your eye muscles and your brain. And you can shift the brain state through your eyes. And mm-hmm. people don't know this. It's a simple technique. We've had so much luck with people calming down with doing the one command and going consciously into the theta brainwave and being able to receive more information or to stop their compulsive behavior. But what I find fascinating is that we've had tremendous results with people with schizophrenia.
They have
two or three people I've worked with schizophrenia, and they just rave about how wonderful it is to be at peace with their life.
Well, thank you. What is your website again?
It's Asara, ASARA.com or commandingwealth.com.
Very good. Dan, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, Asara, you know, as you said, you're in the process of your second book. Might I ask, what do you think Act 2 or Act 5 looks like for you personally with all that you continue to flourish here?
I am really enjoying the last couple of years. I've done a lot of physical seminars and traveled a lot. In the years before that, I traveled to Europe. I have clients in Europe and Canada and Mexico City. And I am looking forward to doing more online training to be able to bring the program to even greater people. And I just want to touch base with the Commanding Wealth Circles, because I never finished that question.
Sure, please. Okay.
People there on the Commanding Wealth site, there's free PDF that you can download that shows you how to start a circle right in your own living room. And it's very similar to Mastermind Circle, except that you are now using the one command technique to go for what it is that you want to create for yourself.
Wonderful.
And that's what people are finding to be very supportive and helpful. And my passion is to just continue to bring the message to the world of how great we are, how much we have it in us to make change ourselves. Here's the tools to do it. Let's go for it. And I really love, of course, the quantum field, because a lot of the information that I share comes from that. I said the science has finally caught up with the human potential.
Exactly, yes.
And so it comes from that. And Bruce Lipton, his Spontaneous Evolution book, I think is the best information today about shifting our collective ideas about our planetary survival.
Very good.
It's about a belief system of how we can do it instead of, what's wrong and how it's all going, what in a handbag.
Very good. Well, Sarah Lovejoy, thank you so very much for dedicating some time here on this special weekend. We'll look forward to keeping track of your special work.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I had such a good time with you.
Excellent. Very good.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.